You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
Congratulations, you are on the job hunt. You are either looking for a new opportunity or you have recently graduated a program and you are trying to find that place to land in compliance. And compliance is a field that it's not always easy to get in the door because you have to have some experience in many instances and a higher degree, as well as certification. So a couple things to start off with in that you want to make sure that you know you might have to jump over some hurdles to get to that first job or land that first job. You've got to figure out what you really want and be able to tell people that you meet with and that you interview with what you're really looking for and what your vision is for the type of job you want to do. And I will tell you, in research compliance, there are so many areas that you can branch into. You almost need to know what area you are the most interested in order to begin to look for those type of positions, such as in grants in an academic center or in clinical research, in a research facility or in a finance department, possibly doing research finance or in a lab. One of the areas you have to think about really is the goal for yourself as you begin to prepare to apply and interview, because you need to know the types of jobs you're really interested in and really focus that resume and cover letter to indeed show people what your strengths and weaknesses are. And if you've been in the field a while and you are now looking and shopping in this field, you need to kind of have an idea of the area you want to be in and if you're willing to relocate. Now, given where we are with the pandemic, there are many jobs available working remotely. And that has become increasingly more intense and available for people job hunting just over the past few months. So if you really would like to work remotely, you have to be able to apply with confidence that there are jobs out there that would allow you to do so. Since we are in a challenging, fast-paced field, my advice is that if you are not certified in healthcare compliance, that become something that is a priority. Either certification in healthcare compliance through Healthcare Compliance Association or certified in healthcare research compliance. Because that shows people that you have the knowledge of the relevant regulations and expertise in the field and that you are someone that they can rely on to make solid decisions. You also then would have some experience. So when you're going in to interview, what you've got to be clear about is who are you interviewing with? Who will be present? So if you have a group interview, ask who is going to be in the room and ask what their job is in the business that you are interviewing with. Because if you know your audience, you are better prepared to discuss with them and ask questions appropriately. You want to make sure you understand what you are interviewing for. And that's probably one of the things I would tell you, that when I used to interview numerous people in academia, if they asked questions, I was more intrigued than someone who acted nonchalantly about the position itself. What they showed me when they were asking questions is that they had spent a lot of time looking at the job description and evaluating where the job was and what potentially they might be doing. Because that in turn gave them the opportunity to show me what type of work they had done in the past. How could they contribute to what we were doing? And what would they be able to do as a part of a whole? And that's something that doing that today, if you have to interview remotely, is challenging because you have to hold the interest of the people that you're discussing or having an electronic meeting with, such as Zoom or a WebEx. And that is really a challenge for people. So you want to make sure that you prepare ahead of time and know the questions that you want to ask of the group so they know that you are interested in what the job entails. You want to make sure that you identify and show your skills, and you articulate where you hope to go in your career. And I mean that would include certification. Becoming a part of the research compliance community through Healthcare Compliance Association will strengthen your resume and strengthen your job resource network, because you will have more of an opportunity to work with others in this field who know your career path and your goals. And we help each other in this field. And there's no doubt that once you are in this network, you will be able to confidently pick up the phone and call somebody about a certain job or a particular area in this industry. And they might be able to recommend you to future opportunities. The other point I want to make about being prepared when you're going in for an interview, and the challenge of interviewing today, is make sure that you know exactly the time and place, and that you acknowledge the person that you are interviewing with, and that you, above all, express gratitude for them taking the time and the other people that are interviewing you taking the time as well. Because interviewing people is a job in and of itself, and many facilities today are interviewing numerous people, and you want to make sure that they understand that you express your thanks for at least providing you the opportunity to interview. And I recommend a follow-up, even if it's an email or a voicemail, that you want to thank them for their time and that you're following up and that you were excited and interested. And if you're not interested or you've decided to go in a different direction, that response is welcome as well, because it shows that you are applying yourself and that you're really considering all aspects of the position and the challenges that the position might have for you. I think that today, putting some real thought into your resume, your certification, the professional organizations that you're a member of, and really highlighting what you have done in your career will help you to interview better and possibly land that compliance job, because there are jobs out there and they're numerous. And you might find that you've done one area, such as grants, or let's just say you've worked in a lab, and you might find that you open the door to working as a finance grant specialist because of your background. And if you have any clinical background, make sure you highlight that as you are setting forth to interview and put out your resume. I would tell you that, if you're early in your career, you really have to think about, there's going to be challenges as you build your resume and you build your experience. And make sure that you understand that you're not going to land the perfect job today, especially in compliance. But you might find along the way a mentor that will guide you and help you, and someone you can call upon during your entire career that will give you advice and actually be someone that you can call just to say, hey, what do you think about this? Or do you know someone at this location or this site? Because that will take you pretty far in your career. If you think about whoever you touch today, you might run into again tomorrow. You've been listening to Kelly to the Core. I'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.